Okay, now, ne? Aya deva says, ne? Dadu pada chi debu, yigi chi mu lon jukta. Tishin sangye duja la chizum sewe, shoy ten dos. This was the Dadu pada chi debu means the when people who are giving the language or alphabet, etc., or grammar, that's the first they will teach them very beginning big letters, A, B, etc. Yigichimu means big, big letters, right? They are not capable to show anything. So, yigichimu lonjuk tars. That is similar way. Tishin sangye dujala chizam sueve shuetandu. Like that way, Buddhas, when you teach the Dharma to the disciple, chizam sueve shuetandu. Chizam sueve means how much that disciple can take. So, therefore, suitable for the according to the ability, the mind. And that way, Buddha teaches the Dharma. For example, ne, kajik sunam dubeche, kajik digla dogbeche, kajik sunam dubeche, means, or sometimes Buddha taught people to digba la dogba, turn away from digba, sinful, negative things. Killing, stealing, etc. Kajik Suenam Dubesh is to some people mainly for do meritorious virtues. So do 10 virtues, etc. Positive things to accomplish. Suenam Dubesh. Those things. Yesterday we were talking similar way. Kajik Lani. Ni tambas. Then after that, kajik lani ni tambas to some disciples. Ni tambas. What? Ni means now to or dual subject, object. Philosophically, dual nature. This morning what we were talking. Bhavyashika, satyantika to them mainly based on Buddha didn't teach them empty or dual. But mainly, dual aspect. Kajiklani ni temba, ni means dual. Dual means the subject, object. That means the subject out there, physical things, form, etc., different entity from then subject. Out there, independent or external objects. And here is the independent subject. They have no internal relationship. They are different dual entity. So therefore, subject and object is a dual entity. So therefore, in this first level wheel of doctrine is mainly for dual nature. Yeah? And the things are what you appear to the consciousness, etc. And these are the externally or exist, not mental nature. Kind of mental nature appears to out there, not like that. They themselves externally appears. And not only that, they are dambaratubam is truly existence, or rangitanyitubam is characteristically exist, Buddha shows the first wheel, right? Buddha, he taught that this first wheel, all these characteristically exist, truly exist, out of their those things external. That means, sometimes those ni is dual. Now, next level is the, now you have showing ni mitam is ni mitam, ni meba is empty or dual. So therefore, there is no subject, object, different entity. Because everything is there, all objects are nature of subject. Everything mental nature. There is no external independently from the nature of mind. There is no such thing out there. All everything, that is the, from that, now, this is the Yogacara or Semdamba, mind only system arise from this teaching. So therefore, Khajiklani Nyi Mitems, for example, Buddha's Langa Avatara Sutra, or things in the Jabodo Ranja Sutra, and then various kind of Sandhi Nimojana Sutra, etc., various sutras, or teaches to reject external object. Everything appears, mental appearance, actually, and then they are mental nature. Therefore, all things are mind only nature. It doesn't mean they are mind, but they are nature of mind. Okay, so that is the, from that sutras, based on those sutras, and then this development of the Mahayana school with the Yogacara or mind only school rises from that. Okay? So they are, or this is the Khajiklani Nimitens, or this is the showing. Now, most disciple whose high capacity, intelligent one, or who is a Mahayana disciple, some critic changing, but don't you ying ji ying bush, you do a kaji laos, or that is the most profound sum of shunyata, emptiness, everything. This earlier mind only system is the, there is no independent external object, but there is the truly existence in the mind. Mind itself, real, true, or nature. So therefore, in this Yogacara, still they believing truly existence. Especially mental natures are truly existence. So therefore, like that way. But then the Madhyamika system or higher Tantric system, etc., and then behind that is no truly existence, then emptiness, which is completely everything empty of inherent existence. Or that is the then with the Mahayana's compassionate to all sentient beings, or then with that the some kudik change comes, then also some of the tantric teachings you have not below or this level you can't, or some of the higher teachings, or then even a sexual or certain kind of male and female kind of utilizing this connection with a special high or true realization which beneficial and quick enlightenment, etc. That is the most hard, complicated, difficult subject, secret subject called. So those things will come afterward. So therefore, some changing, but doing these are the odd steps, or the Nagarjuna and the Ayadevas, etc. They explained this way. And the followers, all of them like that. Therefore, so many range of levels of the teachings, Dharma teachings. You should not be Dharma teaching only one. And also you should not contradict it to the Buddha. Or some are higher teaching, some are intermediate, some are mostly lower kind of teaching. All of these are necessary. In reality, they are equally important to the disciple. Or within that, some are high or low, that is exist. but that doesn't mean they are not beneficial to sentient beings. They are like on our or school system, ordinary school system, in kindergarten, or in kindergarten, then next there are what is the high school, or some there are some great school system, and then finally, graduate and PhD, etc. Like these, all these kind of subjects, these books, are sweet, beneficial to each of those different situation, right? What that is, they should be known. Or some of kindergarten students, you cannot give them scientific highest books and teach them. This is completely wrong. Some of those higher level, when reach all of these, start to learn everything, you don't need to give them A and B, huge letters. Okay, so like that way. What that is, the situation. So therefore, like now, we are going to first the two of them roughly this morning. Now, the third school is the arise from on this sutra of Langa Avatara Sutra and Sandini Mojana Sutra, etc. There is other teachings. This is the arrangement of three wheel of doctrine, as I mentioned. First wheel is this morning, Four Noble Truths, the teaching, etc., beginning Buddha taught. Then in the middle, Buddha taught one of the higher teaching, Panchana Paramita Sutra, which rejects everything truly existent, inherent existence, etc. That is for the Madhyamika or most higher level of disciple. But then, third one, on the Sandhi Nimujana Sutra, and the Yogacara source of sutra is it actually here among the three wheels, third one. Why this third one is the actually or disciple point of view is a little different in level. But the third wheel is the Buddha taught first the everything looks like external exists, everything truly exists. Everything true or four noble truth, that's good and bad, is real, objectively, those things take one time, I explain. Then the second time, there is no such thing real, everything empty. Sume dame, we have this morning, Heart Sutra, there is no form, sound, smelling, etc. Everything rejects, looks like. Or that there, that kind of thing, it is very, very, looks like, contradictory. One side too extremely to say so everything real. Another time, next following, everything refuted. What he said, everything refuted, looks like. So therefore, this one any question rises, especially Sandhya Nimujjana Sutra, or special kind of sutra, and they are any one of the Bodhisattva. Or purposely to for the benefit of those followers of sentient doors and yogacharans, or he requests to Buddha, especially, or one of the chapter concentrate, or the Buddha, or he get up and request to Buddha, why you say first you taught teaching. Excellent teaching, then Four Noble Truths, etc. All of these Dharma teachings. Here you have everything looks like real, true, or Rangitsenyam is inherently existence, Gyawam is birth, aging, sickness, death, and good and bad. Everything real sense you taught. So, Rangitsenyam Kasa, or many, many list of first wheel, what he said, he listed. Then, another, following, then Majamika Panchana Paramita Sutra, another time you taught us everything, there is no such thing, everything, no. There is no positive, everything, no. Okay, so therefore, these two things for us, maybe you Buddha wouldn't have any contradiction. But for us, big contradiction on this. So, therefore, how you explain, especially following next one, no, is more even showing that is the more unfit to us. So how you, why you say this in the second place, and then inherently, in the first time everything, or realistic way saying what is these two, and that is the Tandam Yangdapa Buddhisattva Tandam Yangdapa question. Okay, so from that answer, okay, then Buddha says clearly Yogacara's way, everything. And then there is the middle ground of Shunyata explained. Middle ground, this is everybody from cannot be jump from here to next. So therefore middle ground is the empty or dual. Empty of dual is the the everything subject object divided into there is no independent object. What I meant is there is real ultimate object side, or and that is mainly denying of any dual appearance. When we say out there subject, here subject, these are far distant, no relation, different entity looks like up here. That is the not real. So that kind of not exist. That is Buddha called the Gunda, means imputed nature. That imputed nature is not exist. Here is the Shenwang, means dependent, real cause and effect, subject, object, they are exist. And in between there are completely unrelated, different entities. That is the imputation. That is not exist. There are only objects are related to the subject, and that is the everything is mental nature. Our mind itself, real, true. Or like that way, or that is the in this sutra explanation, or then called three characteristics, tenyisum, three characteristics, tenyisum means, or then one is xiawangi tenyi, dependent nature, or then yungzhuki tenyi, automatic nature, or then gunda is the imputed nature, those three things. Okay, then the first was the Shenwang, is dependent nature, is all caused effects, real causalities, like including mind, etc. Those actually real causalities are Shenwang, dependent nature. Shen means everything depend on other causes, depend on, there is no independent. Rawang means independent by itself, spring, nothing there. Shenwang means dependent cause and conditions rises. This happened, that happened, this happened. So all this kind of Shenwang, first nature of Shenwang, or that is the truly exist. That also real truly existence. And that is also base of dual empty of dual nature. On that Shenwang means the all these form, the sound, the smelling, the taste, and everything and the consciousness, everything you see looks like those are the base. On that base we impute they are completely different entity. Right? So that is the imputation. So emptiness of that is the emptiness of dual. So that is the Yogacara's way of Shunyata is emptiness of dual. Emptiness of dual means there's no external, independent external subject.
It doesn't mean they do not believe the form, the sound, smelling, taste, etc. not real, they don't say. They are not real independently, external. No relation with the subject. Whether that is rejecting empty of that, showing everything empty, or in a dual. So therefore, final to do is what is the empty of dual, then what is left is the everything mind only nature. Everything exists in the nature of mental. Whether this connection with the yoga channels, many examples also like that way. One of the good examples, everything is the mental nature is the, for example, like dream is the one. For example, dream. When we have mind, there dream mind, and dream mind up to the dream mind appears all kind of objects. And then trees, houses, and buildings, and human, and all kind of beautiful things, sometimes frightful things. All of these, our dream mind, all perceives that. But they are, all of them, not externally real thing. If they are external real things, then everybody should be seeing. But one person who is dreaming, or that dream mind, so therefore all of these are nature of dream mind. Our dream mind itself has some kind of predisposition, some kind of vaksha, means some kind of seed or predisposition. When that ripens, then appears all these various things, so good or bad or whatever, and in the dream mind you can perceive all kind of things. Whatever all kinds of things are perceived, those are not real externally, independently. They are arise from all the mental nature, remind nature. That is one example. Yeah? Then, that is the Buddha said, what we see everything, our mind or senses are affected this. And any kind of dual perception and that predisposition connected with that appears everything far out, no relation, looks like that way. But in reality, what I see, color, shape, or beautiful, whatever you see, my vision of that object is, or my mental nature is nothing. External, completely automatic, they are nothing. So that is hard to believe. Okay, that is what he's saying. An example. Is external object, not real. Why is it there? And then this example is there. For example, maybe that's it for you, a little difficult, even not for me too. Anyway, there's a bowl of liquid. If you have bowl of liquid filled with the ball, sit there, and then when we see all the bowl and the liquid, water you can see, and then if there are legend, who has comically some kind of petals comes there, looked there, sometimes certainly petals paksha or peace or predisposition created something seeing. Not humans, what you see is water, you will not see. They will see undrinkable, like kind of what we can say is nakta, means a kind of blood or pus or that kind of nature. Okay, so the predators have karma, which is anything not eatable, anything which is not drinkable, usually even they are, you don't see at all. Or if you see, it's opposite way, wrongly. So therefore, it is a nectar or pus or blood, they appear. And if there are legends who has comically on do this the devas, some kind of celestial beings come there, what they will see is the that the ball of that is not human water, you don't see. They will see nectar. Nectar. Okay, nectar means divine liquid. Some kind of special, what we don't see, only they will see. Because there are cut up different karma, different karmically we have cut off. So what we experience, what we see, they wouldn't see. What they see is we don't see. They are completely different, you know, those things. So therefore, in the bowl of the liquid in there, legend is Yita Sum is God or divine, and me, and Yita is Prata Sum, and Zom, legend is special, karmic, arrive, right? Karma. So that time when you look them, they will have three different liquids, will see, ball of three different liquids. When they see, are those three liquids, one is pus, one is nectar, one is the water, are those, which one is true? Which is correct? All of them correct. What the divine sees, nectar, that's true. And then Yita sees, Prata sees, that is the pus, etc., that is true. What we see, and human, usable, the water, you see, that is true. So therefore, in that ball, Chajam is the part of the general and the ball, and it has a portionally karmic, all those three special kind of things you have. Now that is the, not externally, independently not. So each of them contract with humans mental capacity or mental predisposition. We will see water, we will be able to drink, devas, do some special unique nectar or something like that way. So therefore their own mental nature or manifested into these things or like that way. That is also another example. Okay? Although there are in the Nagarjuna's even Yita Namla Sekhya Tushu Ne Nyimang Sala Gunji anyway, Yita Namla's the Pratas, they commonly, they don't see what we see usually. Sekhya means a certain time or spring or certain times, they have so much thirst or anything, you don't get any drop of water. So therefore, and it's so much barren, hot, and then like that way, looks like everything sandy, and then like that way. So, Dawang Tsam is even, and then moonlight also for them to become hot, touch. Sometimes winter time or some particular time, even Nima, sun's touch also cold, bitter cold for them. That is for their own karma. What we humans experience is not their experience. So anyway, those many things, some of them you can believe, some of them questionable, or maybe you can say, what doesn't matter? Anyway, karma and the seed and like that way. So therefore everything, when we see, when we hear, when is there,
object or common. Of course, and imputed to it, there is a common form or something. If you look some this table, everybody sees table. Of course, table, you can say that's a conventional something. But what, how you see, what exactly see is in detail, and really what your eyes, each of them you see, is that object is it directly connected with your eyes or something like that. So anyway, this is the Yogacana's way, not necessarily to everything you don't need to believe, but the Yogacana say everything mental only, mind nature, or there is no except mental, there is no external. So therefore, or that way, any Yogacana is in the mental, how to say, or the only mind only system is it established, big system. It has many systems. How the everything is mind only appears into, and the mind has it. Now they have the object, earlier we were talking subject side, and the universal, how to do is thinking. Of course, universal, samsara, etc. All this mental nature, each has their own. Now, subject, object is there. Or the subject, object side, of course, form, sound, smelling, etc. Sense, object, that all of these you have, except, but they are not external. Okay? Subject side, also, six of them you have. That's the object side. That subject side, we have consciousness. This morning we have the six consciousness. Now Yogacana's believes eight consciousness. Some of the Yogacana's believing eight consciousness. Eight consciousness is that we have usually five sense consciousness, addition mental consciousness, addition they are called alaya consciousness. Kristimana is the one, two main consciousness, which only Yogacana's believe. Alaya Vijñāna is the, or that is the basic fundamental according to them. We are samsaric people. Alaya Vijñāna means, and then when we, basic mental nature. All sentient beings have, each have their alaya. The alaya is the one which is the, mind, from mother's womb, then born, and during the sleeping, and walking, and all the time, alaya is continuously remain in the mind, a mind, neutral mind, neutral mind, right? Alaya is neither virtues, non-virtues, always kind of way back in, stay in a subtle way, neutral, and then also it is functions at the time of death, the function of and then birth. All of these times, this alaya is sitting there. And during our life also, alaya is a receiver. All we do good things, each good actions that will deposit some kind of the virtues on seed. And if you do bad things, killing, sitting, lying, whatever things, action, that will deposit a predisposition on alaya. So alaya holds all these seeds, good and bad, everything, seeds. When we die or born anywhere, you're going to happening from alaya, those manifest that result. Seeds, or storage of seeds, storehouse, looks like. Yeah? Alaya is a storehouse. Or the house, like, and this country is receiving all this good and bad, everything, predispositions. From there, as a result of when you're wrapping in necessary condition, then if you need suffering, you have to suffer. If you need pleasure and enjoyment, or if you want later in the born as human or devas, wherever you, all of this comes from first alaya, alaya's the seed, manifested, propped, and then result, final result will come, right? Okay, that is the alaya is the, or the explained in the base consciousness, unishimis, base of all. Whether that is consciousness, which is the base of all, or good or bad, or whatever experience. And also, it is very, very neutral, right? Not Chinese neutral. Careful. okay. What does it say? Neutral? Huh? Neutral? Okay, still I am talking Chinese noodle. Okay, alaya is Chinese noodle. So, alaya noodle, okay. Alright, that one, that is the alaya, and the, and then also it is, since it is the primary consciousness, it has chaita, many, but it's not a combined company, but it's only companies, there's five, the omnipresent, the little secondary mind, all this, rest of the other things, virtues and illusions or various kind of chaitas, they don't come. Alaya is very, very, or neutral, or stable, firm. It goes continuously from samsara during life, and when you're born, the rest of consciousness, while we have, when during the, our lifetime, you have sense consciousness, eye consciousness, and with the eye consciousness, etc., sense consciousness, brute, mental consciousness, this is right, this is wrong, and good feelings, etc., these things, temporary. When they are dissolved, finally dissolved in the time of death, on desire to the alaya. So therefore, alaya is the, alaya virinyana is some special consciousness. From that alaya, all things, what we appears to the sense consciousness also comes from alaya. To the sense consciousness, whatever objects appear also from previous predispositions created. So therefore, appears to many things. Source is the alaya. Okay? Oh yeah, that is the yogacana's belief, you know, the alaya. Then, all these other senses, other things are three pakshas. Paksha means predispositions. Then, what we experience is the all of these special kind of three disposition or three kind of seeds, potentials from alaya. Then from alaya, then sometimes you, then for example, eye consciousness also seeing many, many different things. Yeah? Okay. For example, if we see tree, or they are seeing tree itself, nature of tree, or seeing is one rapini paksha, and then tree, or the takta paksha means you see tree also, not only seeing tree, tree is far different than consciousness. There's no relation. Dual, that dual or wrong perception is the another paksha, another seed. Or the then also, soon we see people or something, when you see, oh, this is John, this is Julie, or something, whatever, something with the name, connection with the name, that is Munjuji Paksha, another Paksha, always naming to certain things, this is this, this is this, and each of them, with that, later, that kind of thing appears to our senses, that is it. So therefore, Paksha means Nguyenjuji Paksha. Takta Paksha means incorrectly dual or nature. rigdunji pakjamse similarity each as their own on and all similarity those are the three pakcha or three dissociations on functioning through that and what we experience or that is it on Yogacara's way of saying okay so therefore eight consciousness, eight special consciousness, that is the Yogacara's way. Oh yeah. Or that is the subject side, those things. Then eight consciousness, they are, alaya is one. Now, on the alaya is usually our also personal representatives according to what in I, also if you have this, when you're referring, finally, who is I? So is this body? No. Where is the, my mind or senses? No. What is referring? Actually, final person's entity is to become Alaya. Person's entity is Alaya. So therefore, Alaya means the Alaya is a substantial existence and as almost representative of the each person itself. So therefore, there is egotistic view. I, me, mine, etc. When you rise this egotistic view, which causes attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. This egotistic view is the looking to a me, I, and then grasping that I is absolute, real, substantial self. Wrong way perceives, wrong way grasps. That is egotistic view, delusion. That delusion, and also consciousness is called Kṛṣṇa-māna. This Kṛṣṇa-māna is the, all the deluded mentals rise from these. This is the cause of our own attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. Many of these created by that. Itself is egotistic nature, mind. What is the object? What is the object of that Kṛṣṇa-māna? Is the our alaya. Inside that alaya is the base object, and to that me, substantial, some special kind of, creating some kind of wrong way perceived grasping. So therefore, these are two close. Kṛṣṇa-māna is wrong, the delusion, and alaya is the person itself, looks like. So therefore, these two always manifest, always in the person. When this Kṛṣṇa-māna, the deluded mind is the all the time present to us. But there are some exceptions. Gokpa nyamsha means gokpa means some kind of again that explanation is a hard one. Nyamsha means deep meditation. Somebody only deep meditation. At that time maybe this Kṛṣṇa-māna may for the time being not present. Gokpa la nyambara shukpa means that time. Gokpa maybe you have to mention there. Gokpa means there are some yogis use gokpa. There are two kinds of gokpas. Gok means stopping mind, senses, consciousness. When you say sometimes when this mind is so much feeling, attachment, hatred, all this thought coming or want to stop those things. So that way some kind of yogis to first get shamatha, meditation, shamatha and vivashaya. Then they got some special kind of high dhyana or mind. Four dhyanas you have there. Anyway, through these dhyana meditation together, then you are able to stop finally senses, first the sense consciousness, what is perceiving, this is it, stop. Then a thought, good and thought and feeling, many things slowly or stop. finally, almost like dead, a very, very subtle mind remains there, rest of all able to stop as long as you wish. At that time, this has two levels. I don't want to talk all of this too much. This Gokpa, Gok means stopping, stoppation, is the and as long as you wish. So therefore, sometimes great Aryans and even aeons, you can Gokpa, you can do sometimes a day or weeks or something, you know, remain on that unmoving. Or body was not rotting because there is a subtle mind continue calming, etc. But it's almost like no consciousness, stop, consciousness type of some kind of thing. Okay, this kind of Gokpa, this time alaya, the Krishna mana will be stopped. Except those things, Gokpa nyamsha negapta. Negap means temporarily based, those times will not appear. And all of the dajam tatukum is dajam, but arahant sheep when they achieve. Okay, then Krishna mana completely removed. Also, then the tatukum is finally got rid of. Right? Otherwise, they are, this one is present all the time. Okay? Other, that is the, that is also Yogacharya's way of talking. Okay. So therefore, based on that, based on and then this and the subject and the object, how they understanding everything relational or everything or mental nature. So therefore, like that, then finally they will path system. Okay, again, base, path, on and fruit, right? All base is the lovely. There are many, many other explanations to truth, etc. Many, many base. But the, right now, this special few bases we explained. And then path on that, with the connection with that path. And then, of course, the mind will all understand finally, or they, especially when they six or the Four Noble Truths and the 16 attributes, etc., those through meditation, these selflessness, etc., those meditations will get rid of the delusional mind on an attachment, etc., you can get achievement of arahantship. But then more any higher level is shunyata. According to Yogacharya, shunyata is empty with dual. This is properly to understand this or empty with dual and grasping empty with dual, perceiving and grasping, this is the, one of the subtle obstacles. When this removed additional other delusions and this subtle one is removed by realization of empty of dual. Well, that is the special high level of the shunyata. That is the Yogacharya called the Nidong. Nidong means dong means empty, ni means to dual. Dual empty. Well, that is the final understanding you have to all like that way. Okay. So the that is the path, on the path, generally path has five paths, and they also three different achievement, Shravaka path, Patika Buddha, Bodhisattva path. The lower two one is Hinayana path. Through Hinayana path, you can get arhantship, emancipation, freedom from samsara, that's all. And then higher level in Buddhahood or Bodhisattva's practice is the addition, Nidung, this is the Sadhana Shunyata, realization, the meditation, and then that will stops, get rid of the subtle obstacle. And then in this time, obstacle which we have is clash obstacle, diluted on obstacle, desire, hatred, etc., that kind of thing, based on egotistic view. based on that, you know, many, many delusions, which is interrupted to get emancipation. Those are the one side. Then even you in freedom from samsara, arahantship, yet there are arahants, not the Buddha. You have to know, many of people, you know, if you get emancipation, liberation, that is all. That's the Buddha. No, Buddha, in order to achieve Buddhahood, additional, many, many special qualities. And also obstacle, there are some called knowledge obstacle called. Most of the subtle obstacle is or diluted, or pleasure, or passions, or whatever these things get rid of. But the knowledge obstacle is obstacle which interrupts knowing everything. That is omniscient, means Buddhahood is the achievement of omniscience. Omniscience is when you achieve everything. There is no any mental obstacle left. Other that is even arahantship achieved, emancipation and arahantship, still a mental obstacle. They have limitation, many. Or that also removed, or that by realization of this nidung shunyata, and combined with the Bodhisattva's Mahayana's path. Now here Mahayana is, Yogacara is Mahayana school. So Mahayana, which makes Mahayana? Maha is the great, Yana is a vehicle. Okay, so great vehicle followers. The great vehicle is the small vehicle, and great vehicle, of course, small vehicle is small. Great vehicle can carry many, many loads, and many, like that way. Same way here, spiritual owner, small vehicle is one's own liberation, one's own freedom, emancipation. That much only you, that kind of the name, achievement as goal, and for that leading that tour to that path, etc. Or the Hinayana vehicle, small vehicle. And then the Mahayana is Mahas in the great vehicle. That great vehicle is not only involving oneself. That means great means all environment, all matter sentient beings. And then so therefore it is a path to lead to enlightenment, Buddhahood. And that is the responsibility to all other sentient beings in the samsaric. So therefore you have to develop for that purpose in great compassion, great love, or going to bodhicitta. Called bodhicitta means wanting to obtain enlightenment as soon as possible in order to save or rest of the material sentient beings. It's not or seeking for one's own greatness. If I get Buddhahood, you know, I am way up there, so I will be. That is a selfish attitude. Okay? Now here is the bodhicitta, means there is no any other purpose. Only I want to be perfect or complete omniscience, ability, everything perfect, for in order to save equally all other matter sentient beings. Or that is their objective goal. That kind of compassion, love, and bodhicitta, or that is method side, those things have to develop. And then, or then, wisdom side, viewpoint, and realization of the ultimate truth is in this system, nidung, dual, empty of dual. That is, or subtle obstacle removes. So therefore, two combinations, method and wisdom, or that these two will achieved perfect Buddhahood or enlightenment for the benefit of other sentient beings. That is one of the Mahayana's the path. So Maha is the great. Why great is the goal is the great, highest. And then the object of the practicing is the honor to not only one small area, or to all matter sentient beings involved, so therefore great. Therefore, what they have to practice also, not a small thing, have to benefit for the all sentient beings. That means six perfections, means practice of perfection of charity, perfection of the morality. Morality also not oneself, not killing, stealing, lying, because if I do, I will fall to hell, etc. That is, again, small way of doing. But morality is more connected with other beings to a certain kind of body, speech, mind. You have to the on and a special protection. Only the Maya view, Maya is one of the obstacles, is the selfish. Or the selfish is the enemy of the Mahayana. Or the cherishing to all sentient beings, then oneself. That is the Mahayana's attitude. With that way to practice. So therefore, it is great. Or there is no greater than that. So therefore, Mahayana. So that Yana is a vehicle also. Of course, then that is a great vehicle. Okay? Alright, like that way. So that is the from Yoga Channel's viewpoint is the how to they do the path and the practice, base, foundation, and all how the functioning is like that way. Okay? Well, so therefore, well, therefore what? I forgot him. I wanted to also some point, since I was talking so much Hinayana level this morning, and now Mahayana level, one side of Mahayana level is Yogacharan system. That also only limited way I talked. There are so much the talks about these three natures, and in the sutra scriptures also Yogacharans will. All the Majjhimikas will believe that all the sutras, Tangdun and Ngedun means definite sutra and interpretable sutra. Yogacharans will say this first wheel and this second wheel, Panchana Paramita, is the interpretable. They are not as literally acceptable. This third one is acceptable. That is a great highest sutra according to them, okay? Or the Sandinimojana sutra is like clearly explained with this sort of ask specifically, so what that mean in the first sutra you taught these, second sutra you taught these, what that means in the Buddha explained thoroughly. Okay, so that means what is saying? Or the Sandinimojana sutra Buddha was explaining is what I order, everything real, truly existence, automatically existent, in characteristically existence, all this thought, what I thought is the meant on three nature. Do you remember? This is important in Yogacara system. Three nature, dependent nature, Xianwang. Thoroughly established nature, that is the shunyata itself, and imputed nature, so wrong kind of imputation, those three natures explained, right? So therefore, everything has the base, like Xiaong, dependent nature base, has a base, there are, everything has the basis. And everything has on that attribute is the shunyata, ultimate truth, thoroughly established nature there is. So these two, all these things have, these two natures are, they are real. They are truly existent. They are characteristically existence. So therefore I meant those two, and then the first wheel, mostly everything is real and characteristically exist, that meant in this sense. Now there is the Panchana Paramita Sutra, according to Yogacara system. And I denied so many things. There is no such, this, no. That means everything what we had there is all kind of imputed nature. Every those imputed natures, wherever dependent on Shawang or subject or object, wherever the imputation, those imputations are not real. So therefore, no means. I meant that gong names, I am thought, having thought that way, and then I said no. Don't confuse, this is in the Yogacara system, okay? Not Majjhimika. Okay, Yogacara system like that way, so therefore, Shawang, dependent nature, and the ultimate truth is a totally established nature. Those are Yogacara system, truly existence, characteristic existence, real. But imputed natures are on everything that is then not unreal. Okay? Now, what is it? Did you say something? Unreal. Not truly not exist. Not exist characteristically. Now, imputed nature has two things. One imputation is the exist, but not truly existing. One imputed nature is the imputation is the not at all exist, like rabbit hole, nothing. For example, dual subject and object as independently existent, as dual, that is not exist. That is like a rabbit hole. I have to understand, but that is not real. Not real, and that's not exist. Now, merely exist, but not truly existence, is there are some imputed nature. One is imputed, is the like space, etc. You can make those space, etc. They are not real, or the truly existence. Space is just imagination, mentally exist, something. Or with the connection with the base, and this and that, connection with that, your mind recognizable, but it is itself automatically non-existence. Space is like that. But imputed nature is there are some subtle way of thinking. Of course, that is a little bit hard. Maybe I have to say one thing, whether you understand or not. Or whether my English is maybe not correct or not. So anyway, now, for example, Yogacarans will say, the two kind of the emptiness. One is the sense connection with that object out there, subject here. These are completely unrelated. That is the perception. That is non-existence. That is one important. Nidong. Now they have more subtle one. Things are. Rangitsenyutuba is characteristically exist as the, this has a tokpa, means a conceptual thought, and the name, words, two words, connected with that. Let's say name, words. For example, this thing, Western called cup or mug. What do you call this? Mug? Mug. Okay, this is a mug. If you somebody Tibetan comes, never think mug there. Mug may be something else. So anyway, these things as object of the word, the mug, right? Name mug. It is exist as object of that word. Is it exist or no? Yes, conventionally. But this is as object of that word, automatically by its own nature. Because it is our nature, then wherever you have this exist, should be Mark, says Mark. And then this can be, oh, Papa, or what is Chinese called? Beta. Or base. Or base, or something. Okay, this can be any name under the name of anything correctly can be. So therefore, by its own nature, ultimately not exist as object of that name, but merely dependently is exist as object of that name. Now do you understand? For example, this person, Geshe Sopa, or somebody called me Sopa. Okay, it can be called me Lobsang, or Trashy, or the Paul, or Peter, or something. This person is being as object of any of those possibility. But for the time being, it is the object of the name of Zopa. But that relation is the name, that Zopa, and this person relation is ultimate or imputed. Okay, imputed. Now you understand very well. Okay. That is the connection with the name. Now conceptual thought. Thought we think. Oh, this is a cup. Right, in mind, I think is the some kind of cup should be like this, or mug should be like this. This is not a mug, this is not a mug, this is a mug. We think, definitely. So that this thing and that thought, relationship, again, same thing. This is the object of that thought. This is exist as object of that thought. That's okay. Not automatically, okay, characteristically, but imputedly exist. That is Yogacara's way of subtle way of saying, okay? Okay. That's it then, automatically exist thinking. That is the wrong. That is the, okay. When you empty of that, automatically not exist. There is no real, truly as object of the this thought, or truly not exist, it is object of the that name. That one understanding that is close to the realization of shunyata, some kind of Yogacara's way of shunyata, right? Dual empty. So now everybody understand that you are yogis. Okay, anyway, that kind of Yogacara's philosophy, if you read many, many texts, and books, and commentaries, sub-commentaries, this and that, and so many explanations, those things, at the beginning, even you don't understand what is talking about, what they are talking, or you have like this way. But actually, and finally, if you think carefully, then there are these and or certain kind of true reality. All the names, word, and object has no real ultimate relationship. Yeah? Name and or actually object. Of course, there is object and subject relationship. Imputedly, subject and object relation is not ultimate. That is also another way. So therefore, these kind of things are the Yogacara's way of believing. Okay? So therefore, base, the foundation, and three natures, when you truly understand these three natures, then you meditate on all objects, how they nature. And the ultimate thing is emptiness, this dual empty, and this empty of the base of the ultimate object, that also empty. Understanding that way, that meditation or through that, and that kind of wrong perception will disappear. Okay? That will get rid of. So we usually opposite way to hold some real absolute. When you think of something name, or that is automatic under that name or something, that relation is automatic. Usually always we think, and we never think that's temporary in imputed nature. When somebody called me or Vihisopa, and somebody said, that is fake, I will get very angry. All right, okay. Other than joking, anyway. Okay. Other than that, what else now? I'm not sure, yeah? I don't remember. I'm just recollecting here and there, talking at what the Yogacara's key viewpoint. So therefore, connection with that. And then the knowledge obstacle and the clash obstacle also. Knowledge obstacle is the dual perception, grasping dual. That is the subtle object, knowledge obstacle. With that alone, that is paksha. Paksha means predisposition. Okay? Predisposition. Predisposition. And there is, they are kind of seed. Sabun and the paksha is a little different. Sabun is the something which is a seed to continue to rise. That is the sabun or seed. Paksha means not itself is continuing to rise. Even it is got rid of, something subtle stains left by that. For example, I will say, that will be this time and later also Madhyamic system. Paksha and the sabun different is the, if you have in cloth or paper wrapped some dirty, rotten, smelling things. Long time wrapped. Now when you wrapped that time, that is a dirty thing has sabun is the predisposition continue to grow next moment itself continue growing that kind of seed predisposition. Or there is a more subtle is left also addition that even it is got rid of, thrown away, still in this paper or cloth, still some smelling, subtle sting or what you call. Oh, that, okay. That is a subtle one. Okay? That is left by bad smelling things. Even you get rid of that, still that has not got rid of. That way, arahants, or even your mental patient, arahants achieve, we are, our mind so much, long time, attachment, hatred, or delusions, all these things. So therefore, even you got rid of these delusions, attachment, hatred, etc., completely, but still, knowledge obstacle means there's still kind of subtle predisposition. For example, say, arahants, for example, those who have no confusion or attachment, hatred, but sometimes from their mouth, stain, from the this stain, sometimes jumping a little bit, looks like frightened, not frightened. Or from their mouth, sometimes comes or rough words, harsh words. They have no tension to say those things. Just like a baby talk, like that way. You can have some kind of predisposition, subtle predisposition. That cause of that, subtle body and the, you know, and then, the speech, some subtle kind of false comes, which is not real negative, but the part of impure thing. So that is the comes from the past, those delusions. Okay, that the kind of things are, and subtle paksha called paksha or predisposition. What else? Predisposition. Okay, predisposition. Okay, that is predisposition. Or arahants. And the one who achieved emancipation in arahants, they have They got rid of attachment, hatred, delusion, egotist view, all of them got rid of. But they have certain kind of three dispositions still they have left. In order to get rid of that, long, long time meditation on shunyata, meditation and also practice of the compassion and the love, and the practice of six paramitas, so long time pause, you have to meditate a pause, and finally clean up slowly, completely get rid of. If you have dirty cloth, also I think the same thing to do, right? Yeah. Even washing machine, at the dirt things go out still, or something, yeah? Okay. Oh yeah, like that way. So the obstacle has two things, gross obstacle and a subtle obstacle. So nyamong bad dibam is one obstacle, is a gross one, by mental delusions, themselves and their seeds. And then the subtle ones, they left some kind of subtle stain. Or that is not able to get rid of under enlightenment, Buddhahood. When they achieve Buddhahood, nothing left. Both of them gone. Okay? Alright. So now, if you have... What is that? Okay. Now I think some questions, I think you want to too much talk and unfamiliar things talk and broken with the broken sentences also on the misspelling and etc. So you have a lot of questions, please. Oh yeah. Yes.
I guess you just said if you are hot, who has these things, has he already reached the third path? Is he now on the fourth path of Gomlam by that time when he has to get rid of all that stuff?
Yeah, Gomlam, or path of seeing Tonglam, path of cultivation Gomlam, those two together, gross delusions will get rid of. First, the path of seeing is the most rough ones. By seeing truth, you can get rid of. But then still more and continue practice and these subtle ones will get rid of.
Is that what
No, no, no.
Arahant
is Arahant, get rid of. I think that is, suppose I'm going to say, that theme is egotistic view. That has two things. Gunda means imputed, that theme is, which is it? Or some strong, sharp, like non-Buddhist, or some Buddhist, with a logical reason, wrong reason, and this is right, this is correct, and firmly holding. That kind of gunda, the imputed one. Then it's everybody, you don't have reason, you don't naturally rise all the time by birth, kind of innate, egotistic, this is henji, innate one. That both of them, arahant sheep, when you achieve, both of them gone. Egotistic view, both gunda and henji. But gunda and henji, but henji will leave some kind of subtle stain, which even that is got rid of, and subtle stain still there. Okay, that is talking about. That is sheeted. You say sheeted means knowledge obstacle. In this book, we have, if you read, knowledge obstacle, clash obstacle, knowledge obstacle, these two things. Knowledge obstacle means obstacle to the omniscience. To perfect everything, know at once. Western do not believe that the Buddha's knowledge, past, the present, the future, distance, close, everything at once, like able to see directly, that is the omniscience. And the obstacle for that is the knowledge obstacle, mainly. Okay, even arahant sheep achieved, doesn't matter, okay? Yeah?
My question is about the Yogacharya's view of external reality.
Uh-huh.
When we were talking about the Alaya consciousness, it sounded like there wasn't an external reality. When they talk about the Shenwang, the dependent things, it sounds like there's something out there.
No. Well, yeah, something out there, but that is coming from alaya. Doesn't mean or there are no tree, no water, no mountain or anything. Doesn't mean all those things. What we see is no relation inside alaya by themselves independently. That is reject. But they are coming. Whatever people see, that is the connection with the alaya pishunyana manifested, like dream houses. Okay? So therefore out there generally exist form, because sound, smelling, taste, form, etc., five aggregates, which yogacara would believe. Five aggregates, natural five aggregates is the mental nature. There is no external automatically existing as they appear to our senses. That is the reject.
So even shenwans are mental.
Yeah. Mental shawang, okay? Shawangs are mental, okay. But there is nothing which is not mental. Mental nature, okay? Mind or mental nature, or there are mind, you cannot say this is a mind, you cannot say this is mental nature, okay? Yeah. Anything else? All right. I think that is the usually four schools, Madhyamika final, and four schools from there. Each steps, four schools are Buddha taught also in his sutra, different ideas, and based on that holding that, but each of them not, how to say, obstacle, but it is step for next. Holding this for little while, your mind fully develops, finally you get more further, subtle. Next step, like that way. Final thing is the Majjhimika's viewpoint that we believe. So therefore, Yogacara says their own way to enlightenment, arahantship is settled, but that is not necessarily real, okay? So sometimes that finally you have to be following as Majjhimika explained. Doesn't mean Majjhimika tries to follow Nagarjuna or something. What is explained there, Nagarjuna explained is the Buddha himself, Panchana Paramita Sutra. What is included there, that is Nagarjuna. All the six treaties mainly explaining Buddha's Panchana Paramita Sutra. Panchana Paramita Sutra has so many misunderstanding people, because sutra is that time sharp people taught. So therefore there are something clarification. So therefore Nagarjuna, all of them no-nos are, there is no such automat based on inherently existing or automatically existing. That is a subject. Buddha, rejection of that. So therefore these are logically, everything logically explained by Nagarjuna. Okay? So therefore, final things that's true, but it doesn't mean Yogacara's view and Yogacara's way of practicing has no value. It's a great, great value, okay? Don't need to worry about, oh, this is Yogacara, so maybe I may not get finally something. For the time being, whatever is suitable, it is the best. Or, for example, kindergarten level is what is the best thing is for kindergarten books. Okay? Okay. Even there are scientists, the huge books written there. This looks like a piece of wood. Okay? Yeah. What's that?
You talk about the three natures.
Yes.
The third one is thoroughly as
huh?
The third one is thoroughly
established. No.
Second one.
First one is shawang, dependent on the nature. That is cause and effect, everything, those causality based ones. And then the thoroughly established is emptiness, right? Ultimate truth, which is the thoroughly means by realization of shunyata, which is yogics and the thoroughly establishment is like that. That has been final nature. That is the shunyata. Or yogacara's way of shunyata, nidung. That is, they would say nidung, dual, empty with dual. Okay? Those kind of, everything has it, empty with dual, which they have to, yogis have to realize. That is thoroughly established. These two are real, true. Now, between there, on the shawang, and dependent nature things, on that we impute, instead of thoroughly established, instead of that we impute real things, dual things, everything just to, as to us appear as real. That way is no good. That is imputed to nature. Okay? Do you get?
Understand that the realization of shunyata of the thoroughly established, it seems you have the imputed does not exist, right?
Imputed natures are not exist. Not the thing are exist, right? That is have to not exist. You have to realized. Under that realized, you have no the realization of the ultimate truth or thoroughly established. But that what you realizing thing, that the thing itself is within the thoroughly established. That is shunyata, the ultimate nature. True truth, when you say true truth, ultimate truth, okay, conventional truth, all dependent natures are conventional truth. And then imputed nature, those which exist one, is also a conventional truth. Only ultimate truth is that the nidung of emptiness, okay? Yeah? All right.
So emptiness exists.
Emptiness is in this system exists, not only exists, it exists inherently. And it truly, automatically exists. Yeah? That is a Majjhimika. We'll later, tomorrow we will research Majjhimika, including emptiness. There is nothing truly existence. Okay? Nothing. It exists, no, you cannot say, but nothing exists. That is too rough. Nothingness. No, nothingness. You cannot say nothingness. You have samsara, for noble truth, you have omniscience, enlightenment, everything you have. But everything, form, sound, smelling, everything, word, all these are, you can't say nothing exists. Nothing exists inherently. Automatically. That we will talk next, tomorrow. Okay? That has two Majjhimika, two levels, okay? Or anyway, that is finally to reach that is not easy. So therefore, Majjhimika has also divided into two, the lower ones accept something little further than Yogacara, but not completely reach to the final. Then they call the Pasangika at this the highest and reach to the final. So that is what they say. Okay? Okay. Yeah.
So, emptiness and the ocean which everything arises from? Is emptiness where everything comes from?
I think emptiness, no, I think the Majjhimika system is a little different, but here is the, everything comes as the alaya. Alaya vijñāna is the everything base of like ocean. Or the ocean is the, Chidarlunga Kuya Chasun is Majjhimika Avatarasa, when rejecting Yogacara, they view, when explaining. Chidarlunga Kuya Chasun, Chile, Shurabjunga Tishin, Kunji Sabi, Kunji Shaja, Ranguni, Namshi Samshi Tungs. For example, ocean. Ocean is the, lung is the wind, when you various way of, or disturbed, and then you have lap. ocean is a gentle stay there, but wind is then to rise, all this kind of balap means waves, huge waves, rings, and all this comes from like that way, yeah? And that way, same way, our alaya vijñāna is very subtle in mind, but there is so many predispositions, all of these, with the, and then those things when they interrupted and then manifested. Manifested, then all different things, good and bad, all of these things. All these forms, beautiful and ugliness, or all these, everything kind of external, looks like external, automatically exists, those things will appear from this. But, yeah, all of them, reality, they not appear by themselves, their own externally. They are appeared from mind, but for us, they are appears from externally. Okay? So like, but they are actually like dream state. Okay? Oh, right. Now, one thing, then we'll stop. Yeah?
Yes, is there, in Tibet, was there ever any attempt to teach young children about, you know, that, not that this is a cup, but this is called a cup, or this is merely labeled a cup?
No, no. Young children don't understand. Don't try to teach young children philosophy. Oh, this is actually real cup. Oh, you can say, that is not cup. This is called a table. This is a cup. You have to introduce, okay? But there is no real cup. Don't say it.
I'm not so sure, Gethila.
Oh, you're not sure. Yeah. Young children is not capable of understanding to concentrating and why and how. And if there are children, little bit grown up, some smart and some special kind of reasoning able to put there accordingly, then you can slowly you can do. But beginning don't do. No, no, no. Beginning is even alphabet, big A, this is A. It's also not a small one, huge one. Alright, okay. Alright. Alright, maybe we'll stop there. Now, Emma?
Yes, hello. Could you just spend a few minutes on talking about bliss and emptiness? Even though you could probably talk about, you know, for young, but the relationship, like when you experience, and when a person meditates and experiences emptiness.
Oh, emptiness. Now, which way emptiness? Yogacara's way, Madhyamika's way. Emptiness, one word, emptiness has so many levels, right? Mm-hmm. Emptiness, empty of jar. Nothing there, this is empty also. From that, then empty is in the toward there. Emptiness have the selflessness, and then, so etc. Dharma and the phenomena and the subject side, emptiness, you have like those things. So I think, you know, that is, yeah, as you said, it's a big topic. Especially if you want to Madhyamika's way, then we will come tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow we will talk. Today is now, so far, you are expert of Mahavaishika, expert of Satantika, expert of Yogacara, now only Madhyamika. Okay, that's tomorrow. Okay, thank you very much. Shivana Sho Guru Rana Mandala Kaniya Kaya Hami. Oh, Chanju Sem Jorem Boche Mati Pana Ye Yoche Keva Yamba Mevaya Kone Devara. wa rinpo che ma che pa na che che va nyam ba de